Later this week, quite a few people from Bethany are going to be headed to Minneapolis, Minnesota for the 2019 LCMS Youth Gathering. And the theme is all about the Psalms. So I wanted to do a little bit of a give and take and see how well you know the Psalms. And I'm guessing you know them pretty well. So see if you can complete the Psalm. Are you ready? The Lord is my shepherd. Excellent. All right, one for one. This is the day the Lord has made. 2 for 2. That's 100% so far. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. I said this before. Some of you are in the Revised Standard Version for that one. That's good. I like that one. Created me a clean heart, O God. 4 for 4, 100%. I was figuring you would be 100%. The Psalms are kind of inside of us. There are those things that seem to come out of us when we don't have the right words to say. We'll be spending some time today looking at the Psalms, especially our theme, Real Presence God, which is the theme of the youth gathering this year. We'll have a lot more to say about that later. We're glad that you're here. Have you ever struggled to find the right words to say? Now, perhaps it was when you were a student. The teacher is reviewing for the test and going through everything and asks a question and then points at you for the answer. A little bit of a silence starts squirming in your seat. Your classmates don't want to look you in the eye and you have no idea what to say. You don't know the answer. Your mind is blank. Words can be hard. Or what about this? Imagine you were younger. You and your siblings are at home. Mom and dad are out, but you hear your parents coming home, and it's earlier than expected, and you guys have been playing ball in the house, and you broke the vase. The mess hadn't been quite cleaned up yet, and right as you were cleaning it up, mom and dad walk through the door, and dad looks at you. And you don't know what to say. Or imagine you've received an incredible gift. It was a gift that you wouldn't let yourself dream of ever thinking that you would have. Now, you wanted it. It was something that you desired. But there's no way it was ever going to happen. But then, on your birthday, the unimaginable happens. You've gone through all of your gifts, but mom brings that one she's been hiding in the other room. She brings it out and you open it, and it is exactly what you had always dreamed of. The range of emotions from joy and surprise, gratitude and disbelief overwhelm you, and you're left speechless. You don't know what words to say. Words can be hard. It's difficult to find the right words at times. Now, I'm sure you've all experienced situations like these, and if you're like me, I found the wrong words quite a few times. I've said the wrong things. I've opened my mouth and inserted my foot on more than one occasion. Sometimes I haven't even been able to come up with any words. But imagine this. As the teacher asks you the question, they hand you a slip of paper that has the perfect answer on it. You're able to answer it perfectly. Or right before mom and dad get home, they've texted you the perfect apology to say to make everything right again. Or what if you were able to express your gratitude and joy for the present that you had never expected with the perfect response? Words can be powerful. God our Father knows all about words. Back in Genesis 1, he used his words to create the universe and everything that we see. In John chapter 1, we see that he gave us the Word, who was made flesh, to make his dwelling among us as Jesus came to be one of us, to live with us. God our Father knew that there would be times when you would struggle to find the right words to say, to find those right words. And it's one of the reasons that he gives us his Word, and especially today we focus on the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, a collection of praises and prayers and hymns written by real people who experienced real needs, real fears, real joys. written over several centuries by a variety of authors, but all inspired by the work of the Holy Spirit and are a gift from God. It's even better than a note card with answers to the test, or even better than that text to give you the right answer, or any words that you might come up. God's word is going to provide. God's word in the Psalms give us words when we don't know what to say, when we can give praise to God, when we speak to him in prayer. You see, words are important. Words are powerful. And God's word is life-changing. And God is real and he is present in the Psalms. Psalms are real prayers given to us as we encounter a real and a present God. That's the theme coming up for the youth gathering that a lot of people will be headed to a little bit later this week. Real, present God. Over 21,000 people from all across the country and from quite a few other countries in the world will be gathering in Minneapolis. 49 of the 50 states are represented. If anybody knows anybody from Vermont who wants to go, we could make it 50, right? Real present God was also the theme of our school year here at Bethany, if it sounds familiar. And we preached a little bit about this back in January. And in a few days, all of these participants will be coming face to face with the Book of Psalms. The Book of Psalms is going to be something that every single day all the participants have immersed themselves in. And I wanted to give you a little bit of a taste of that as our participants will be in Minnesota. We have our purple sending cloth here on the altar, which will be here until they return on the 16th to remind us that part of our body is away from us at the moment. But while they're there, they're going to be hearing the words of God in the Book of Psalms. Now, the people of God throughout all history have turned to the Book of Psalms, especially in times of worship. You probably don't know it, but so many of the songs that we sing are words from the Psalms. Many of the prayers that we pray are directly from the Psalms. Now, the Psalms would have been familiar to God's people, or as familiar to God's people as some of today's popular music. I know some of you could recite the words of the popular music today. Some of you are listening to other songs, and as they come on your playlist, you hadn't sung that song in, who knows, 20, 30, 40 years, and you remember all of the words. It's pretty amazing. You hadn't even thought about that song, and you know all of the words. And the entire, you only need to sing one line, and the entire song comes flooding back to you. It's kind of what the Book of Psalms is like for God's people. As we began our worship with a little bit of you fill in the blank, you guys did a great job with that. That's kind of what the Psalms do for us. When we turn to the Psalms, we find real prayers of real people going through real life situations. And God was really present in their lives, but he's also present in your life. And the Psalms have been recorded for you to use for those moments in time when you don't know the words to say, when you can't find those words when you're upset or need to confess, those times you want to praise the Lord and you can't find the words, go to the Psalms. But even more than just the collection of words in a book, God has given you the Word. The Word made flesh. He's given you his own Son in Jesus Christ. And we look to what the Word who made his dwelling among us did for us in his life, death, and resurrection and ascension. We see the Father's great love for us. He's called us to be a part of his family. He's used water and Word so that we could be with him. He brings us in with and under the bread and the wine, forgiveness of all of our sins. Through the Holy Spirit, he's joined us together with all the believers who have gone before us, those who have written the Psalms. And with them, we pray to our real and present God. We give praise to our real and present God who gives us his good word and the word made flesh. Words are important. But it's also important to know the context. Just hearing the words can be powerful, but when we read the Psalms, it's important to have the context in mind, because the Psalms come out of real-life situations inspired by people to put their experience to prayer and to song. And each psalm has its own context. Some were written on wonderful days when we praise the Lord. Some were written on terrible days and sad days and some in between. I want you to think about Psalm 51 for a moment. Now, if you don't know it by number, you probably know it by some of the words. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Let not your Holy Spirit leave me. You know the words. You might even know some of the context, but if you don't, let me give it to you. Written by King David. King David had been confronted by Nathan the prophet because of a sin. It was the time when kings go off to war, but this time David stayed at home and he sent all the army off to war. And while he was there, his eyes wandered. He sees beautiful Bathsheba. He desires her. He has adultery with her. Then he tries to cover it up by bringing her husband back from the front and trying to erase him from history and ends up plotting for his murder. And in the midst of it, the prophet Nathan goes and confronts David of his sin. And as David falls on his knees in mercy and grace in front of God the Father, he writes Psalm 51. You know, the truth is that all of us mess up all the time, each and every day. All of us have sinned and gone astray. We've all been broken by sin, but the Psalms can give us words to God as we can confess to Him back to say that we need a Savior. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us. See, God's people have been using Psalm 51 for generations to confess their sins. And one of the most beautiful parts of the story of Psalm 51, and the most beautiful part for us as well, is to understand that through these words, God grants grace, mercy, and forgiveness. As David confessed, create in me a clean heart, O God, as we use those same words, create in me a clean heart, O God, we find the forgiveness of sins. God hears our confession in the words of the Psalms. In Christ, God provides real forgiveness and real life through a real Savior. You see, these Psalms are rooted in real life, but they also link us to a real Savior. Now, the Psalms are quoted all through the New Testament. You can find bits and pieces of them all throughout. In Romans chapter 8, in Matthew 27, both Paul and Jesus are not merely quoting lines from a famous song. They're showing that Jesus is actually the answer to many of the questions that are brought up and the struggles that are found in the Psalms. And even more, they're showing that the Psalms are more than just a song or a prayer. They point to a Savior who has overthrown the power of sin, death, and the devil. I want you to think for a moment in Jesus' life as he is hanging on the cross. He cries out from Psalm 22. You probably remember. He says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, many of those who were gathered around at the foot of the cross that day had spent their time in the synagogue. They had spent their time learning and memorizing the Psalms. And just like when you hear one line of a famous song and the whole thing comes back to you, I would imagine in that moment, as Jesus begins the 22nd Psalm, that entire Psalm came back to the minds of all those who were gathered there. But maybe you ask yourself, why was Jesus reciting Psalm 22? Why does he cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Is it just to cry out in his suffering, in his real experience of being forsaken by God at that moment? Or perhaps is there something a little bit more? Is it a message to all time? Is it a message for you and for me? Well, I'll give you the answer. The answer is yes. Yes to all of that. See, Jesus in his humanity had hit rock bottom. He had absolutely nothing left to give of himself. He had carried the sin of the world upon him. He is now nailed to the cross, and he's forsaken by his Father. He had no earthly standing left. He's in total despair, and he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? You ever felt like crying that out as well in your life? But to those gathered at the foot of the cross, they filled in the rest. And if you know Psalm 22, you know it's chock full of so many different wonderful things. And you realize that perhaps in that moment, Jesus, at the weakest point of his earthly life, is actually declaring victory. Victory over sin, death, and the devil. He gave everything for you. And in that moment, as he is forsaken, you are loved. He gave everything so that you would be eternally rescued from death. And when you are at rock bottom, you can cling to the words of Christ, the words of the Savior, the words and the promises found in the Word, shared through his Word, and hold tight to the Savior who is found in the Psalms. The Psalms can provide you with words when you don't know what to say. The theme verse for the youth gathering is from Psalm 46. In fact, it's the entire Psalm. And I want to serve that to serve as our closing prayer. And what I want you to do is I want you to hear these powerful words, knowing that this is a real prayer, rooted in real life with links to a real Savior. And I want these words that we pray this morning to help you understand a little bit more of our real and present God. So let's pray, and I want you to hear these words. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen.